This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. State budget analysts predict Colorado will have 20% more discretionary money next year compared to this year's budget. Here's legislative analyst David Hansen.
The economy continues to recover and show growth across most sectors. Those labor markets continue to improve, spending activity continues to grow, and business investment has improved.
But Colorado's chief economist, Kate Watkins, is warning lawmakers about predicting the economic future around uncertainties like the war in Ukraine, inflation, and the pandemic.
All of that is lending to a very interesting economic environment and one that's rapidly changing each day. It's a new headline.
The state legislature will debate next year's budget in the coming weeks. Lake Powell on the Utah-Arizona border is the second largest reservoir in the U.S. This week, its water level dropped below a critical threshold for the first time. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports on why this is happening now.
2021 was the second driest year on record for the Colorado River Basin, and 2020 was bad too. And unfortunately, federal forecasts predict that less than 70% of what's normal will flow into Lake Powell this year. Back-to-back dry years have hit the Colorado River before, but back then, reservoirs like Lake Powell were full of water. So we're now 20 years into a mega drought, and those reservoirs have not gotten a chance to catch back up.
That's CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis. It is 3:05. You're listening to CPR News. It's 44 in Denver.